Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, April 20th, 7:46 Central Time. Joining us by phone this morning, Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning to you and your listeners. How's everybody doing on this, well, sort of cloudy, cool Monday morning here?
Doing well, thanks. How about you and on this Monday morning?
Well, I'm doing okay. Just, getting cranked up, getting ready to go back in and teach some a course on problems in preaching. And so we're doing a pretty good job. I've always felt that one of the issues and problems in preaching was certainly the preacher, having done a lot of preaching myself over time and kind of wondering, are you sticking to the text or not to the text? And because sometimes we get, as you well know, and what you hear are people that just, well, and I've done it, they go off and they start grinding their axe. And that's not really the thing to do. So anyway, that's kind of how life goes. So what I want to share with you this morning happened in the Bible class this weekend at St. James, where I'm serving as vacancy pastor. And I had a gentleman come up to me, and he said, Pastor Weiss, I know that this is old stuff, but I've been reading about this assisted suicide and what doctors are starting to say in the news. Hmm. And I said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, he follows Medscape and MedLife and all of these different web pages. And he's reading a lot about where people are starting to become, just a little bit complacent on taking somebody's life. And because, well, they cost a lot of money, and doctors are being pushed by Medicare right now. And he says, well, how am I supposed to relate to, he has a friend that is interested in this kind of approach. And I said, well, have you ever talked about bearing one another's burdens? And I guess this is the direction I'm going. In Galatians 6:2, we're supposed to bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ, which is to love thy neighbor as thyself. And certainly the fifth commandment says we do not hurt or harm our neighbor, but help befriend and support them in every bodily need. Mm-hmm. And so within that context, I said, have you ever talked to him about that, about burden? And well, yeah, he feels he's a burden to everybody because he's taken up people's time. He's costing money, to his family and so forth and so on. And he says, so how do I approach this person that believes that they're taking up time, that they're a burden to the family, that they're costing money, and all of this kind of stuff? And I go, oh, boy. this is something that I think a lot of our listeners can relate to, especially, and this isn't an issue of age. This is just simply, it's not just that this person's older. Actually, he's middle-aged. And I said, is this person a baptized Christian? I said, that's kind of where I would start. He said, oh, yeah. Yeah. And I said, well, have you ever sat down and talked about where he went to church? What about his baptism? Mm-hmm. What about his identity in Christ and that Christ isn't removed from his suffering and that, and that he does give him the strength to take one day at a time and that his family, you're not a burden to his family. And he said, no, I never approached it that way. So I guess in the end, and we're kind of going back as usual here to the basics, Andy, back to our Christian identity in Christ, the Romans 6. Since we've been baptized into Christ, we also live this new life in Christ. It's not an easy thing to say to people, and it's not something that we're trying to fix because Jesus Christ is not a fixer. Jesus Christ is a savior from sin, death, and the power of the devil. So I guess in the long run, looking at all of these issues and this one is, in fact, I have an article here from what's called bioedge.com about this whole thing and about bearing one another's burdens. And I think that it would behoove all of us to go back into the life of Christ and look at the burden he bore on Calvary and through the empty tomb and his resurrection and to know that people whom we serve in our families, they're not a burden. And nor are we a burden to other people, but it gives everybody an opportunity as part of the body of Christ to serve one another.
Right, that we will always face difficulty and challenges in this world. It's part of the fall. We're always going to face difficulty. There can be blessings found. There's value found in serving one another. And even when it seems like we're a burden, there are lessons to be learned. There's something to be gained in those situations.
Well, in fact, yeah, that whole passage in other places in the Old and the New Testament, when you take a look at all of the different stories, and I said, you know, I said, John, why don't you just go through and look how other people bore the burdens, especially obviously Christ, you know, the Trinity, how they bore everyone's burdens of sin and death and the power of the devil and how he by his grace through faith alone, got everybody through this. And it's kind of like to somebody, I said, why don't you just say to this person, well, I want to be your burden. You know, just talk to me and listen to me. And so it's going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out. But once again, it's just we go back to the old ministry of presence. Just be with people. You know, just be there like Jesus was there. You know, just be with people. And when the Holy Spirit opens the door to plant a seed and water it, you do it. It may be a simple hug. It may be a simple pat on the back. But you don't have to, as some people say, boy, you know a lot of Bible passages. But knowing a lot of Bible passages, so does Satan. And I think the whole issue here is what comes from the heart that people are hearing through your mouth. And, of course, this is well testified to by St. Paul in the New Testament. So my encouragement word is to study that whole text in Galatians 6 about bearing one another's burdens, not just in death, you know, when somebody is dying, but and thinking about, boy, they're a burden to people. But that can also mean financial issues. Mm-hmm. It can mean spiritual. It can mean a lot of different things. So we bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ.
And I'm glad you brought up financial burdens as well. Sometimes we ask the question, is it worth it? Well, of course it is. It's a human life. And if you ask, well, they're just going, I know this sounds horrible, but, you know, some might say, well, they're just going to die anyway. Well, everyone is just going to die anyway,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, Andy. Yes. Well, go ahead.
Oh, no, that was it. I don't have anything more profound.
And your listeners go, boy, these guys every week, here they go again. I was kind of worried about and concerned about bringing this up again because I know we've talked about it, but we haven't addressed the burden issue. And I think people have to understand that certainly on His Time and other programs that you have sharing the Word of Christ and the whole Bible and the confessions is that repetition is the mother of learning, and this is kind of one of the things St. Paul was very good at, is repeating things. You know, like, whatever you do all to the glory of God. And so it's not trying to convince somebody that, you know, you're okay, don't worry about it, you're not my bird, you know, to throw out these pious platitudes. But it simply is to plant the seed and to water it. The Holy Spirit will do what the Holy Spirit does. So when people say, well, let's let God be God, well, I don't have to let God be God because God is God. Or we're going to let the Holy Spirit do His thing. I don't have to let Him do His thing. He's going to do His thing. I know we say those things, but I really encourage our listeners, because I've had struggles with this, a lot of people have, and I think that to bear one another's burdens is a gift that God has given to us to take on those burdens, whatever those burdens might be. Some may be as tiny as a mustard seed. Some may be as tall as Mount Everest. But once again, it is through prayer and the means of grace that we can bear one another's burdens.
Indeed. Well, any events coming up that you'll be headed to? I know you said you're heading back to class to teach today, but anything we should be keeping our eyes out for in terms of the news or events coming up in the near future?
Yeah, actually, next week I'm going to talk about something that came. I'm not heading out for any more lectures just right now, or talks and seminars. I know several professors in both seminaries are doing that, and we're all actively engaged in sharing the Word of Christ from our particular expertise in areas. Always trouble with that word, too. But anyway, I want to tackle next week an article from the Wall Street Journal on let's get pause. It's in single quotes before answering humankind. And this is getting into the new direction of eugenics, of trying to make In Search of the Perfect Child. And it's a huge article in the Wall Street Journal just from this past week. So I want to tackle that in terms of creation, redemption, and sanctification, in terms of who we are, not necessarily who we are, a little slip there of the words, but whose we are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we can we'll chat about next week.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you, Dr. Weiss. Blessings on your weekend. Blessings on your class today. And I hope you figure out how to solve those problems in preaching.
Well, it's by the grace of God. That's about it. Just preach the word, as they say. Preach the word.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, thank you, Dr. Weiss. Always great to talk with you. God's blessings on your day and your class today.
And to you and your listeners, Andy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. We'll do that with Pastor Dwayne Baumps from Zion Lutheran Church in Tarabella, California. Hope you can join us for that as we get into Luke chapter 7 today, verses 1 through 17. Just a reminder about Share-a-thon coming up April 23rd through the 25th. That's Thursday this week through Saturday. Hope you can join us for it, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. throughout the day. You can listen and partner with us in proclaiming the gospel worldwide. We'll have a variety of guests and hosts, and we'll talk with our partners, worldwide KFUO partners throughout Share-a-thon. And we have different levels of thank yous as well. For a gift of $120, you'll receive a worldwide KFUO magnet. And I believe Mary said they might even throw in an extra one as well, so one for you and one to share with a friend. And then a pledge of $240 will say thank you with a new worldwide KFUO long sleeve shirt. And it is it's a shade of orange, and it's got the worldwide KFUO logo on it. It's pretty neat. So every year we have a discussion about what the color actually is and how to describe it, how to name that color. And then day sponsorship, $480. That's where you get to choose a day on the calendar that you'd like to share a message thanking, giving thanks to God for the blessings in your life, whether it be a loved one or celebrating a special occasion. You can do that. $480, that gets you a worldwide KFUO day sponsorship, the long sleeve shirt and the magnet, and there are other levels as well. We'll talk about those throughout the day and certainly during Share-a-thon. Stick around for our study of the New Testament reading up next on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.